Being joined now by Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA KRLS. Knoxville wins at 69-56 over Albia, winning the South Central Conference outright. Okay, coach, this was the game we were supposed to get down on Albia. This was fun, but I'm sure it was a little stressful at times on the bench tonight.
Yeah, they came out and they brought it. They gave us their, you know, best effort, everything they could throw at us. And they've got a heck of a player in Gage Chance over there. I'm looking up right now, 29 points. He, single-handedly kept them in that ball game. And, that they threw everything at us.
What differently did they do against you, or did they just do it better?
You know, I'm going to have to really get into our film to either confirm nor deny what I was feeling from the bench. We have to be a little bit better defensively and offensively as well. The first half wasn't very good. Thankfully, we hit some shots in the second half and were able to kind of tighten up defensively towards the end. That was a really good ball game, really exciting.
What keyed the second half? You said made some shots, but then I thought you guys, you had some bench play. You had some key moments from Tristan Stevenson, Cale Cook, and your other bench players that came in and, played like they were wanting to contribute.
Yeah, and everybody was really excited, you know, just to have a big conference game on our home floor to finish here. And I know they were – Albia was excited too, but some of our guys got opportunities. We had some foul trouble with Kobe there early on, and so he had to go to the bench, and we had to call on Cale and Tristan a little bit there, and they really responded well and gave us some really good minutes and some impactful moments and stretches there in the game for sure.
Talking to Joel Keady, Knoxville boys basketball coach on KNIA, KRLS, as the Panthers defeat Albia 69-56 to win the South Central Conference title. That was one of your goals, to win the conference and to sweep the conference too, I would imagine. But, I'm sure you got bigger fish to fry, but it's always good to get that first goal, that conference title under your belt.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this is just kind of like the one early season thing to check mark off our list. Obviously, if we're trying to take care of business and win as many games as possible, going game by game, this is the first thing that, you know, kind of gets checked off amongst many other things for these guys, and you know, we have to stay focused for sure.
What were you centering in on practice in the last couple of days, besides trying to figure out what Albia was going to do to you?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have any school Wednesday or Thursday, so practice time was very, very, very limited since Tuesday. And so we just, you know, tried to verbally talk with them, give them some, you know, printed things with game keys and stuff that we wanted to focus on. But we definitely didn't get the gym time that we would have liked to prepare for them. And I'm sure Albia didn't either. Yeah, that's just kind of how it goes this time of year. You never know.
How worried were you about that? I mean, good guys have been kind of ripped out of their routine here this week.
Yeah, mostly I know that at the end of the day, high school kids are never going to sleep as much as they should to perform optimally. They're not going to probably eat the right things. Casey's Pizza was probably on the docket most nights, and with that you're going to have some uncertainty and probably some inconsistency, but at the end of the day this team is still pretty focused and they're a resilient bunch and they have big goals.
Conference season now over. Now you get into some non-conference teams, and this I think you've maybe been looking forward to this part of the season, because you're now going to be playing all 3A teams from here on out.
Yeah, which is what we need. We need to, you know, ramp up here a little bit and have to, you know, fight every single night, for the next week, basically, and, yeah, see where we go.
Thoughts on the schedule ahead, Oskaloosa, yep. Monday. You got PCM, Bondurant, Grinnell to finish out the schedule.
Yeah, and Oski's going to be up first. They're playing really, really well. They got a kid that shoots it really, really well. That wasn't on the team last year, that's given them some really great minutes and really shooting the ball well for them. And they just have, you know, a few other guys that they're really balanced, and they've been playing really good defense lately. They've been pressing a little bit. And so, yeah, it'll be good to see how we compete over there in Oski.
And a quick turnaround to Monday. Do you, give them anything for Sunday? What, what's the plan there?
Yeah, well, a few of them are going to be up early tomorrow to ref our boys' youth basketball tournament here in the high school. And so they'll be up early, hard at work, running up and down with the striped shirts on and blowing whistles. And so they're going to stay active, and hopefully in the afternoon they can get some sleep and some good food. And, yeah, we'll be ready.
The officials' calls were what they were, but it seemed to me that they were really calling close and tight, and you guys had to adjust to that. How well do you think they adjusted to maybe a game that they couldn't get away with a lot of things that they normally do?
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to have to go back and look at the tape to confirm or deny what I was thinking in my head, but I honestly am glad they called it a little bit closer, because Elbia came out and they were physical. We hadn't, you know, really dealt with that physicality since we were at Davis County, probably, where they beat us up pretty good, and so our guys are going to have to get tougher. We're going to have to get, you know, in better shape. And yeah, it was really good to play a good physical team tonight.
All right, well, we will talk to you next week, and congrats on the conference, and that's first check mark of hopefully many coming later on.
Yeah, thank you, Derek.
That's Joel Keady, Knoxville boys basketball coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA, KRLS.